You're listening to SBS News.
White House Counsellor Hope Hicks, one of President Trump's closest aides, tested positive to COVID-19 on Thursday. She began feeling mild symptoms during the plane ride home from a rally in Minnesota on Wednesday evening. President Trump told Fox News that Ms. Hicks is a warm person who possibly got too close to the president's supporters.
You know Hope very well. She's fantastic and she's done a great job. But it's very, very hard when you are with people from the military or for law enforcement, and they come over to you and they want to hug you and they want to kiss you because we really have done a good job for them. And you get close and things happen. I was surprised to hear with Hope, but she's a very warm person with them. And she knows there's a risk, but she's young.
Ms. Hicks was quarantined away from others on the plane, and a diagnosis was confirmed on Thursday. President Trump told the Fox network Sean Hannity that he and First Lady Melania Trump were tested as a matter of course.
I just went out for a test. They just do it. It'll come back later, I guess. And the First Lady also, because we spend a lot of time with Hope and others. So we'll see what happens.
When the results of that test came back, President Trump tweeted that he and his wife had both tested positive and had started the quarantine process. He added that the couple would get through this period together. The president, who has tested regularly for COVID-19, has kept up a rigorous travel schedule across the country in recent weeks, holding rallies with thousands of people in the run-up to the November election, despite warnings from public health professionals against having crowded events. White House correspondent for the Huffington Post, Shirish Date, was on board the same plane as President Trump and Hope Hicks. He's told CNN he didn't know about the exposure.
Those of us on the plane found out about it today, when everyone else did, thanks to reporting by Bloomberg and then followed up by others. So, yeah, we saw Hope at the rally yesterday. I saw her get on the plane yesterday as we left Andrews. But no, we had no idea that there was anyone on Air Force One yesterday had been exposed. This goes to the culture that the president has created within the White House, where it's frowned upon to wear a mask.
President Trump has regularly been seen with other senior White House officials, including Vice President Mike Pence, without a mask. Former Secret Service agent Jonathan Wackrow spent 5 years on President Barack Obama's detail. He's told CNN the decision by many White House officials not to wear masks means many more people around Mr. Trump could be exposed to the virus.
This is a pure example that this virus does not discriminate, and two, actions have consequence. And right now, there are a lot of people that are dealing with the consequence of not wearing masks and really inadequate health security measures that were around the president at the time.
If both the president and the vice president are put out of action because of illness, the U.S. Constitution states that the powers and duties of the presidency pass to the Speaker of the House of Representatives. That person is Democrat Nancy Pelosi, a long-term opponent of President Trump. Biwa Kwan, SBS News.